Segment number two.
Okay. 1999年.
In 1999,
因为生活还是这么忙，工作也这么忙，身体就越来越不好。
Because my life was too busy, my business and my home life, my health started to fail.
就开始觉得很不舒服，常常头会晕。
I started to feel very uncomfortable. I often suffer from dizziness.
越来越晕，到最后不大能够，先是不能开 freeway.
Then later on, I couldn't even drive on the freeway.
再来就连 service street, 有时候从我们家 Cypress 开到 Cerritos, 都要停在路边休息三次到五次才能开到 Cerritos.
Sometimes that just traveling from Cypress where I live to Cerritos, I would have to pull to the side 3 to 5 times until my dizziness passed.
那时候心里很害怕，也不知道为什么。那我也去做了很多检查。
At that time, I was quite fearful of what kind of problem or what kind of disease did I have. I went to many tests.
每次验血回来，医生都恭喜我。
Every time a blood test came back positive, without any problems, the doctors congratulated me.
他说很少人有像你全部都正常，没有一个是不对的，从胆固醇到血压全部都正常。
Very few people are like you. You're quite lucky. Whether it be your blood platelets, or your cholesterol levels, or your blood pressure, everything looks perfectly normal.
所以我就非常的害怕，就说当一个人生病，可是医生说你是健康的时候，你真的很害怕，你不晓得如果医生都没有办法帮助你，你要怎么办呢？
And so because of that, I was quite fearful. When a person is hearing from the doctor that you're healthy, but in fact, it's because they cannot diagnose your condition, then it's quite scary.
生活已经这么忙了，还要去做不同的检查，验血正常，去检查耳朵，检查耳朵很痛苦，可是检查出来也正常。
We were already so busy, and I still had to make time for all these medical tests. I even had an ear test, which was also torturous, but it came out normal as well.
眼睛也正常。
My eyes were normal.
去照 MRI 照头也正常，都没有任何肿瘤。
The MRI scan also showed that I had no tumors whatsoever, and I was also normal.
但是头就是这么晕。
But why was it that my head was so dizzy?
那每次一晕起来，什么事情都不能做，可是事情又这么多。
Every time I was dizzy, I couldn't really function, and yet there were so many things I had to do.
所以从1999年呢，开始就是 on and off, 就每一天一起来就很怕，今天不晓得会不会头晕。
And so every day when I woke up, I would be fearful how many times I'm going to be dizzy that day.
那时候还是继续每天一直祷告跟读圣经。
And those days I would continue my Bible reading and praying life.
每次读圣经都有神的感动。
Every time I read the Bible was the love of God touching my heart.
神知道我晚上不能去聚会。
God knows I couldn't go to the services at night.
他知道我常常都不能去聚会。
He knows I cannot go to attend services often.
但是我可以感到神的教导。
But I could feel God's guidance and teaching.
他了解我的困难。
He understands my trouble.
他每天不停地教我。
So he never stops teaching me every day.
从创世纪教导，一直教到启示录。
From the beginning of Genesis all the way to the end of Revelation, he continues to teach me every day.
一课一课的教。
One lesson after another.
有一天读到以西结书。
And one day as I read, Isaiah.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
读到那个一个以西结看到的异象，就是的那个 Valley of the 那个 Dead Bone.
Then I saw the vision that Ezekiel witnessed, which is the Valley of the Dry Bones.
我读到那个 section.
When I read to that section,
那天晚上我非常的感动。
I was deeply touched that night.
因为我的人生是这么的累，不但是工作，小孩身体又很不好。
Not only because I had to take care of the kids, but my health was failing.
我觉得我的人生就好像那个 dead bone 一样，根据他的描述，那个 dead bone 不是平常的 dead bone， 是已经死了很久，已经干掉的骨头，不是刚刚死的。
I felt that my life was just like these dead bones. Not only were they dead, but they were dried out thoroughly, for a long time already.
但是神跟以西结先知说，他可以让这些骨头重新再活过来。
But God promised Ezekiel that he can make these dead bones alive again.
那我觉得说，我就想到说，难道神也可以给我一个新的生命吗？
And then I was thinking, is it possible that God could give me a new life?
我觉得是不可能的。
I didn't think it was possible.
就在那个时候，我得到一个很大的感动。
And at that point, I received a great inspiration from the Holy Spirit.
他问我说 ，Caroline, do you believe God can give you a new life?
He said, Caroline, 你感觉说神真的是可以给你一个新生命吗？
我的第一个，因为我知道每次跟神讲话都是要讲实话嘛。
And so I know that everything that we say to the Lord must be the honest truth.
我说我真的不能够相信。
And so I replied, no, I can't believe you.
第一
First,
如果我一直要工作这么累，那谁要来付 payment? 谁要来照顾小孩？事情就是这么多，我人生就是有这么多事情，那身体又这么不好，医生也检查不出来，已经累到这样子，怎么会有一个新的生命呢？
I said, first, I can't believe it because if I stop working, who's going to pay for all the mortgage and all our liabilities? And second of all, my health is failing. It was such a failing health. What am I...going to do? There's no way I can have a new life.
那我常常那时候我看我的人生，就好像没有一个东西是我可以 change， 我可以改变的。所有的事情已经都被决定了。
When I looked at my life, it seemed that there's nothing that I could control. Everything has been already decided for me.
那怎么可能神可以从里面忽然给我一个新的生命？
So how can God really give me a brand new set of new life?
我记得那一次，他一直重复地问我，你能相信神可以给你新生命吗？
But the Holy Spirit kept asking me, do you not believe that God can actually give you a new life?
我记得我眼泪一直流下来。
My teardrops kept falling down my face.
我跟他讲说，我希望我可以相信。
I said to him, I said, I really want to believe. I really do.
我也希望你可以给我一个，可是这真的就是不会发生的。
I said, but I don't think it will ever happen. I really do want a new life.
那个事情就过了。
And then this thing passed.
生活还是一样。
The life was same old life again.
病也没有比较好。
My health did not get any better.
工作还是一样重。
My burdens of work are even heavier.
在我还记得，在有一次祷告的时候，那一次早上差点开不到教会。
One time, after I prayed, I was driving to church, and I couldn't even really finish driving to church.
那天早上礼拜六安息日聚会，去早祷会。
I was trying to go attend the early morning Sabbath prayer.
可是很不幸的，光是从我们家开到 Garden Grove 教会都快要开不到。
I couldn't even drive from my home to the Garden Grove Church.
我停在路边好几次，可是我不想要每一次都拜托人家来载我。
I stopped on the road so many times, but I was afraid to bother others to come pick me up.
所以我还是慢慢开，我就开去。
But then I still slowly drove to the church.
在那次祷告的时候，
During that prayer,
我可以感觉到神的怜悯跟慈爱。
I could feel God's mercy and compassion upon me.
那个圣灵跟我讲说，你只要愿意把你的手打开，放在神的手的上面，把你的生命交在神的手的上面，神就会带领你。
Holy Spirit said to me, if you would only put your hand and lay it in the Father's hand, He will guide you.
就是这么简单，一点都不复杂。
Holy Spirit said, it is so simple, it is not complex at all.
就是你只要把你的手放在神的手的上面。
Just put your hand in God's hand.
在那次祷告的时候，
And during that prayer,
我一直哭，我很想把我的手打开放在他的上面。
I kept crying and weeping in prayer because I really wanted to open my hands and put my hands into his hands.
可是就是没有办法。
But I wasn't able to let it go.
我那时候第一次学习到我们人可以跪在神的面前。
Then that was the first time I'm starting to learn that we as humans can actually kneel in front of God.
可是我们没有办法让我们的心跪在神的前面。
But we cannot make our hearts kneel in front of God.
我们很想把我们的手放在神的手上面。
We really would like to have our hands in the hand of Christ.
可是我们的心就是做不到。
But our heart could not let go.
我们的信心就是不够，我也不知道要怎么样增加我的信心。
My faith was insufficient. I didn't know how to add to my faith.
在那次祷告的时候，终于祷告到快后来的时候，我感觉到我的手终于有张开，放在神的手上。
I kept praying until the very end where I finally felt that my hand was released and I was able to put my hand into the Lord's hand.
那个 moment 非常非常的开心。
And at that particular moment, I was very joyful.
我希望那个祷告永远不要结束。
I didn't want that prayer to end.
因为实在太快乐了。
Because I was so filled with joy.
可是就刚刚才把手放在上面一秒钟。
But just as I had already laid my hands on his hand,
会堂的灯就打开了，就是早祷会结束了。
Then the church chapel lights opened and the prayer ended.
我非常的生气，很想去吼那个人说，不要开灯。
I was so angry, I wanted to tell that person, please don't open the light.
但是祷告就结束了。
But the prayer was over.
我非常的伤心。
I was so sad.
早上聚完会以后，中午我赶快又去祷告。
Right after the morning service, I quickly ran to the prayer room to pray again.
可是那个 moment 就不能又再回到刚刚那个时候。
But I could not recapture the moment and feeling I had from the earlier prayer.
我不知道为什么会变祷告到可以这样子。可是我一直 try 一直 try 就没有办法进入像早上的那个地方，我就进不去。
I tried every way I could to try to go back to that little space or moment that I had in the morning, but no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get in.
因为我可以感觉到当那一秒当我的手放在神的手上的时候呢，我可以感觉到他有很多话要跟我说。
Because I felt that when the moment I put my hand into his hand, he had a lot of things he wanted to say to me.
我好想听到他要跟我说什么。
I wanted to hear what he was about to speak to me.
但是那个灯就在这么重要的时候就亮了。
But it was during this critical moment that the light was opened.
所以我就很遗憾不能听到他到底他想要跟我讲什么。
So I was very regretful that I lost what he was about to speak to me about.
我就非常难过，我一整天就很想要知道他到底要，他有很多话要跟我讲，他到底要说什么。
So the whole day I was so saddened. I really, really wanted to know what the Holy Spirit was about to say to me. What did he wanted to say?
下午是唱诗祷告会。
And the afternoon was the hymn singing and prayer session.
那带领唱诗的那个姐妹就说你们大家来选你们的 favorite hymn.
And that time, the leader said, please pick the hymn that you would like us to sing.
全场鸦雀无声。
Nobody said anything.
他非常，我可以感觉到在上面带诗的人非常的 embarrassed.
I could feel that she was quite embarrassed because no one volunteered their favorite hymns to sing.
所以我就赶快随便翻一条诗，我就把手举起来，虽然我也想不出来我的 favorite hymn.
And so quickly I turned the hymn book and raised my hand.
我就随便打开 hymn 就翻一条。
And I turned to any page that I came to.
那就是赞美诗466首。
And that was hymn number 466.
Day by day.
Day by day.
当我开始唱那条诗的时候
And when I saw that hymn,
我无法相信，因为我又回到刚刚那个 moment, 就是当我把手放在神的手的时候，他有很多话要跟我讲。Exactly 就回到那个时刻。
Because when we sang that hymn, I returned to that precious moment I had in the morning that I was trying to recapture when he was just about to speak to me.
天衣无缝就从那个时刻接下去。
And miraculously, it seemed that that moment was then seamlessly continued.
他要跟我讲的话就是在赞美诗的466首里面。
And what he wanted to speak to me about was all written down in that hymn we were going to sing.
我非常的感动。
When I read it, I was so touched.
因为在那个赞美诗上，他完全了解我那时候经历的每一天。
Because in that verse, it described how I felt every single day of my life.
但是在那个赞美诗，他有跟我讲说，你要相信你在天上的父。
But in that verse, it says, you need to have faith in your heavenly Father.
你要能够相信你父亲的 wisdom.
And to trust in the wisdom of your Father.
他会照顾你。
He will take care of you
and 带领你
and guide you.
他不只是会照顾你，他每一个 moment 都在带领你。
He not only would take care of you, but in every moment he's there to meet your needs.
这是我人生经历到很多，在神的里面感受到神的恩典，一个非常非常美的一个恩典。
And this is one of those highlights of my spiritual life. The beautiful moment when God spoke to me.
我那时候真的希望那个会堂就只有我一个人。
And that moment I really wish that I was the only person in that chapel.
那也很感谢神。
And I was very thankful to God.
从那时候神在大事小事，他常常用赞美诗来鼓励我。
From that day forward, whether matters great or small, he often used a hymn to encourage me and to guide me